The rise of mobile technology has opened up avenues of communication, engagement, and entertainment in many ways. Children can now keep themselves entertained for hours through incredibly in-depth games right at their fingertips easily through smartphones. But with advancements in online gaming comes the potential for sinister and predatory moves from companies looking to make a profit. Joining us now to discuss the issue, we have doctoral candidate in law at the University of Adelaide, Joshua Crook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what are some of the ways that gambling has been incorporated into online gaming?
So a lot of companies are using techniques that you'd find actually in casinos. So either they'll place a real casino in their game as a virtual environment, or they'll use techniques from pokie machines and slot machines in their game mechanics.
So is this a new practice?
It's relatively new, yes. In the last 5 years, kind of with the boom of mobile technology and with the boom of online gaming, it's seen as kind of a new way for video game companies to get profit by using the same technique as gambling companies. You know, they're hiring the same people and they're getting psychologists and neuroscientists involved in kind of tapping into people's psychology and how to get them addicted to games.
And how are these practices targeted at children?
So a lot of games kind of present this veneer of being safe for children and they use gambling mechanics, but they'll have a very, you know, friendly looking interface. One of the most famous is Candy Crush, which is, you know, it uses the same kind of techniques as a slot machine. It has like scrolling candies and it has like, you know, like sounds that go off to like kind of reward your brain almost when you win. And it triggers these at certain times, which have been studied to kind of increase addictive mechanisms. So it's targeted towards children, and it also makes them more susceptible to actual real gambling later in life.
So for those that aren't familiar maybe with games such as Candy Crush and other of these games that sort of use these gambling techniques to draw you in, where does the money come into it? Where does the profit come from for these companies?
So a lot of the time these games are advertised as free, but what really happens is once you're in the game, they'll start prompting you to pay to keep playing at various intervals. It's what's known as a kind of a soft gate or a hard gate in the industry, but it basically means, you know, maybe you'll play for an hour and then you'll lose the game, and it'll say, if you want to keep playing, pay $1, or you can wait an hour. And a lot of people will pay $1. And if you do that often enough, you're very bad at the game, because the game ramps up in difficulty. You start losing more and more, and you start paying more and more money. That's one way they do it. Another way is that some of these games are just actual gambling. You know, you pay money to bet on the game, and then you kind of see the outcome of that bet.
Is there any way that the government can prevent these kind of gambling tactics in games?
Yeah, I think there is. I think the government is really slow at reacting to gaming and new gaming technology in regards to law and regulation. Law is often very slow at kind of reacting to technological change. But one thing that the government can do is place higher classifications on games. So games have the same classifications as movies. So, you know, you have a G or a PG or an M movie. Games are the same. But most gambling games, even ones that feature actual kind of virtual casinos in them, are rated G or PG by the classification board. And so I think that that's, you know, a very low rating. That means anyone can play the game. So what should happen, in my opinion, is that these games should be brought in line with casinos. You know, you have to be 18 to go to a casino and bet, usually. In most states, you know, it correlates with adulthood, 17, 18. And so these games could be given, you know, an R18 plus rating if they feature, you know, actual casino environments. And then it can be kind of graded down from there. But the idea of rating a gambling game G so that, you know, a 5-year-old can play it seems a bit out of line with the rest of our laws.
We're speaking with Joshua Crook from the University of Adelaide. about modern-day dangers of gambling in video games. Now, as you said, this is you know, some of these games use, you know, the exact same sort of techniques as in casinos and as in traditional gambling. Are there the same restrictions on these games as there are on, say, a pokey machine?
Well, no, not really. The pokey machines are usually only accessible by adults, and they're usually only accessible at certain venues. I think one of the problems with these games is that because they're on mobile technology, they're accessible on phones everywhere, and because there are no age restrictions, you know, you could take them everywhere with you as, you know, a 5-year-old with a mobile, and you could access them anywhere. And so it also actually might in some ways be worse than a pokey machine, because one of the things with problem gamblers that you find in the research is that they actually need time away from pokey machines or casinos or whatever it is that they're addicted to get over their habits. So the idea of having an addictive gambling technology on your phone is actually worse, because it's a casino traveling with you wherever you go, you know?
And looking at statistics, how many children are actually into this online gaming in Australia at the moment?
So the statistics are quite high. So in terms of access to devices, you know, children in homes, like most, I think the statistic is over 90% of children have access to a device that can, you know, play a game, and quite a lot of houses, I think it's the majority, I think it's 60-something%, have 4 or more devices in them which have the capacity to play these online games. So availability is there. You know, most children have access to these games if they want to play them. And because of the lack of restrictions, there's actually nothing stopping them from downloading these games.
Well, Joshua, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for chatting.
Joshua Crook there, doctoral candidate in law at the University of Adelaide, discussing the issues surrounding gambling in video games.